Today is the 6th day of May. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is wonderful to be here with you today as we take the next step forward and approach the end of another one of our weeks together. Yesterday, we transitioned out of the book of Judges and into the book of Ruth. And we talked about that yesterday. Today, we will conclude the book of Ruth. It's just a short book. And then tomorrow, we will transition ourselves again into the book of Samuel. But we'll talk about that tomorrow. We're here now, and we're here to continue our journey by taking the next step forward, and that is going to be Ruth, chapters 2, 3, and 4 today. Now Naomi had a relative on her husband's side, a man of standing from the clan of Elimelech, whose name was Boaz. And Ruth, the Moabite, said to Naomi, "Let me go to the fields and pick up the leftover grain behind anyone in whose eyes I find favor." Naomi said to her, "Go ahead, my daughter." So she went out, entered a field, and began to glean behind the harvesters. As it turned out, she was working in a field belonging to Boaz, who was from the clan of Elimelech. Just then, Boaz arrived from Bethlehem and greeted the harvesters. "The Lord be with you." "The Lord bless you," they answered. Boaz asked the overseer of his harvesters, "Who does that young woman belong to?" The overseer replied, "She is the Moabite who came back from Moab with Naomi." She said, "Please let me glean and gather among the sheaves behind the harvesters." She came into the field and has remained here from morning till now, except for a short rest in the shelter. So Boaz said to Ruth, "My daughter, listen to me. Don't go and glean in another field and don't go away from here. Stay here with the women who work for me. Watch the field where the men are harvesting and follow along after the women. I have told the men not to lay a hand on you, and whenever you are thirsty, go and get a drink from the water jars the men have filled." At this, she bowed down with her face to the ground. She asked him, "Why have I found such favor in your eyes that you notice me, a foreigner?" Boaz replied, "I've been told all about what you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, how you left your father and mother and your homeland and came to live with the people you did not know before. May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge. May I continue to find favor in your eyes, my Lord," she said. "You have put me at ease by speaking kindly to your servant, though I do not have the standing of one of your servants." At mealtime, Boaz said to her, "Come over here, have some bread and dip it in the wine vinegar." When she sat down with the harvesters, he offered her some roasted grain. She ate all she wanted and had some left over. As she got up to glean, Boaz gave orders to his men, "Let her gather among the sheaves and don't reprimand her. Even pull out some stalks for her from the bundles and leave them for her to pick up, and don't rebuke her." So Ruth gleaned in the field until evening. Then she threshed the barley she had gathered, and it amounted to about an ephah. She carried it back to town, and her mother-in-law saw how much she had gathered. Ruth also brought out and gave her what she had left over after she had eaten enough. Her mother-in-law asked her, "Where did you glean today? Where did you work? Blessed be the man who took notice of you." Then Ruth told her mother-in-law about the one at whose place she had been working. "The name of the man I worked with today is Boaz," she said. "The Lord bless him," Naomi said to her daughter-in-law. "He has not stopped showing his kindness to the living and the dead." She added, "That man is our close relative. He is one of our guardian redeemers." Then Ruth, the Moabite, said, "He even said to me, 'Stay with my workers until they finish harvesting all my grain.'" Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, "It will be good for you, my daughter, to go with the women who work for him, because in someone else's field you might be harmed." So Ruth stayed close to the women of Boaz to glean until the barley and wheat harvests were finished, and she lived with her mother-in-law. One day, Ruth's mother-in-law, Naomi, said to her, "My daughter, I must find a home for you where you will be well provided for. Now Boaz, with whose women you have worked, is a relative of ours. Tonight he will be winnowing barley on the threshing floor. Wash, put on perfume, and get dressed in your best clothes. Then go down to the threshing floor, but don't let him know you are there until he has finished eating and drinking. When he lies down, note the place where he is lying. Then go, uncover his feet, and lie down. He will tell you what to do." "I will do whatever you say," Ruth answered. So she went down to the threshing floor and did everything her mother-in-law told her to do. When Boaz had finished eating and drinking and was in good spirits, he went over to lie down at the far end of the grain pile. Ruth approached quietly, uncovered his feet, and lay down. In the middle of the night, something startled the man. He turned, and there was a woman lying at his feet. "Who are you?" he asked. "I am your servant, Ruth," she said. "Spread the corner of your garment over me, since you are a guardian redeemer of our family." "The Lord bless you, my daughter," he replied. "This kindness is greater than that which you showed earlier. You have not run after the younger men, whether rich or poor. And now, my daughter, don't be afraid. I will do for you all you ask. All the people of my town know that you are a woman of noble character. Although it is true that I am a guardian redeemer of our family, there is another who is more closely related than I. Stay here for the night, and in the morning, if he wants to do his duty as your guardian redeemer, good, let him redeem you. But if he is not willing, as surely as the Lord lives, I will do it. Lie here until morning." So she lay at his feet until morning, but got up before anyone could be recognized. And he said, "No one must know that a woman came to the threshing floor." He also said, "Bring me the shawl you are wearing and hold it out." When she did so, he poured into it 6 measures of barley and placed the bundle on her. Then he went back to town. When Ruth came to her mother-in-law, Naomi asked, "How did it go, my daughter?" And she told her everything Boaz had done for her, and added, "He gave me these 6 measures of barley, saying, 'Don't go back to your mother-in-law empty-handed.'" Then Naomi said, "Wait, my daughter, until you find out what happens. For the man will not rest until the matter is settled today." Meanwhile, Boaz went up to the town gate and sat down there just as the guardian redeemer he had mentioned came along. Boaz said, "Come over here, my friend, and sit down." So he went over and sat down. Boaz took 10 of the elders of the town and said, "Sit here," and they did so. Then he said to the guardian redeemer, "Naomi, who has come back from Moab, is selling the piece of land that belonged to our relative Elimelech. I thought I should bring the matter to your attention and suggest that you buy it in the presence of these seated here and in the presence of the elders of my people. If you will redeem it, do so. But if you will not, tell me, so I will know. For no one has the right to do it except you, and I am the next in line." "I will redeem it," he said. Then Boaz said, "On the day you buy the land from Naomi, you also acquire Ruth the Moabite, the dead man's widow, in order to maintain the name of the dead with his property." At this, the guardian redeemer said, "Then I cannot redeem it because I might endanger my own estate. You redeem it yourself. I cannot do it." Now in earlier times in Israel, For the redemption and transfer of property to become final, one party took off his sandal and gave it to the other. This was the method of legalizing transactions in Israel. So the guardian redeemer said to Boaz, "Buy it yourself." And he removed his sandal. Then Boaz announced to the elders and all the people, "Today you are witnesses that I have bought from Naomi all the property of Elimelech, Chilion, and Mahlon. I have also acquired Ruth the Moabite, Mahlon's widow, as my wife in order to maintain the name of the dead with his property, so that his name will not disappear from among his family or from his hometown. Today you are witnesses." Then the elders and all the people at the gate said, "We are witnesses. May the Lord make the woman who is coming into your home like Rachel and Leah, who together built up the family of Israel. May you have standing in Ephrathah and be famous in Bethlehem. Through the offspring the Lord gives you by this young woman, may your family be like that of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Judah." So Boaz took Ruth and she became his wife. When he made love to her, the Lord enabled her to conceive and she gave birth to a son. The women said to Naomi, "Praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you without a guardian redeemer. May he become famous throughout Israel. He will renew your life and sustain you in your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you and who is better to you than seven sons, has given him birth." Then Naomi took the child in her arms and cared for him. The women living there said, "Naomi has a son." And they named him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, the father of David. This then is the family line of Perez. Perez was the father of Hezron. Hezron the father of Ram. Ram the father of Amminadab. Amminadab the father of Nashon. Nashon the father of Salmon. Salmon the father of Boaz. Boaz the father of Obed. Obed the father of Jesse. And Jesse the father of David. John 4:43-54. After the 2 days, he left for Galilee. Now, Jesus himself had pointed out that a prophet has no honor in his own country. When he arrived in Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him. They had seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the Passover festival, for they also had been there. Once more he visited Cana in Galilee, where he had turned the water into wine, and there was a certain royal official whose son lay sick at Capernaum. When this man heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and begged him to come and heal his son, who was close to death. "Unless you people see signs and wonders," Jesus told him, "you will never believe." The royal official said, "Sir, come down before my child dies." "Go," Jesus replied, "your son will live." The man took Jesus at his word and departed. While he was still on the way, his servants met him with the news that his boy was living. When he inquired as to the time when his son got better, they said to him, "Yesterday at 1 p.m, the fever left him." Then the father realized that this was the exact time at which Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." So he and his whole household believed. This was the second sign Jesus performed after coming from Judea to Galilee. Psalm 105:16-36. He called down a famine on the land and destroyed all their supplies of food. And he sent a man before them, Joseph, sold as a slave. They bruised his feet with shackles. His neck was put in irons. till what he foretold came to pass, till the word of the Lord proved him true. The king sent and released him. The rulers of the people set him free. He made him master of his household, ruler over all he possessed, to instruct his princes as he pleased and teach his elders wisdom. Then Israel entered Egypt. Jacob resided as a foreigner in the land of Ham. The Lord made his people very fruitful. He made them too numerous for their foes, whose hearts he turned to hate his people, to conspire against his servants. He sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They performed his signs among them, his wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made the land dark. For had they not rebelled against his words? He turned their waters into blood, causing their fish to die. Their land teemed with frogs, which went up into the bedrooms of their rulers. He spoke, and there came swarms of flies and gnats throughout their country. He turned their rain into hail, with lightning throughout their land. He struck down their vines and fig trees and shattered the trees of their country. He spoke, and the locusts came, grasshoppers without number. They ate up every green thing in their land, ate up the produce of their soil. Then he struck down all the firstborn in their land, the firstfruits of all their manhood. Proverbs 14, 26 and 27. Whoever fears the Lord has a secure fortress, and for their children it will be a refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, turning a person from the snares of death. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for every word of your word. We thank you for everything that it does inside of us, challenging all of the places in us that need to be challenged and touching and comforting all that we need to be comforted inside of us. We are grateful for your word. And what a fitting way to end another week together by moving through the book of Ruth and watching that character matters, that doing things the right way matters, and that you bless what is done with integrity. So Holy Spirit, come, continue to develop character and integrity in us. Show us the places where we are still hiding in the shadows, that we might come into the light and be truly free. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. That is our website, and that is home of the Global Campfire. That's where you find what's going on around here, and so check that out. As I often say, the Daily Audio Bible app is available to put all of it in the palm of your hand. Just search for Daily Audio Bible at the app store that works with your phone or tablet. And once you get that installed, you can check out the different sections. Check out the Daily Audio Bible shop. There are resources that are available there for the community here. Check out the community section. This is where to get connected. This is where the prayer wall lives. And if you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if having this global campfire for us to gather around each day and take the next step forward together, if that's meaningful, and thank you humbly for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you, and I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hey, Dad family, would you join me in prayer for Junk to Treasure? She's asked me to call in on her behalf. Her son's wife and newborn baby died in a car wreck. The son heard the wreck. It was down the street from him. And he ran to her and his precious baby, and they're dead. And as you can imagine, Junk to Treasure is just beside herself for her son. She can't even imagine what he's thinking right now. Father God, we just come to you right now, and we ask that you would just surround Junk to Treasure and her son and the entire family as they grieve this loss, this most horrible loss, Lord God, that we take comfort that this baby and this mother are in your arms instantly, Lord God. But Father, would you come and just be there for Junk to Treasure and her son and the family as they go through this time of severe pain and grieving, Father God. We just sit in Shiva next to her with really no words to speak, Lord, of this terrible moment in time. How do we process this kind of pain? How did Job do it, Lord God? Only by your grace and mercy. And Father, we just ask that you would come, Holy Spirit, come pour into this situation right now and be there holding them as they process, Lord God. And as her son, I'm sure, is reliving this moment over and over and over in his mind, would you come and just be there for him as they process and just give Junk to Treasure the space and the time on and the wisdom as to what to say and how to be there. In Jesus' name, amen.
Greetings, Daily Audio Bible family. For this is the day in which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is Sherlock on the case, and I'm just calling just to thank Brian for this awesome ministry, bringing us the word each and every day. I've been doing this now since 2010. I was just so pleased at one point in time. I just needed to find a source that I could enjoy the Bible. And with Brian, when I found his voice, just captivated, and I have been listening since. And this family is such a powerful, powerful family, especially with all the prayer warriors in which we have that call in and they pray for others. Well, today I'm in need of prayer for my friend Bill, who is going through surgery today, which is the 27th of April. But I know that prayer transcends all time. And I know that the way that the Lord works, he is a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper. He is light in the darkness. So I'm just asking for each and every one, just so you can pray for my friend Bill and for a successful surgery and a speedy recovery. So thank you guys so much for your help today. Truly, truly appreciate it. I don't call enough, but I know that if there is a need, you family are always there to carry out that need. So I just thank you again in advance for your help and your prayers.
Greetings. I won't bother you with who I am because I have a lot to say in this short amount of time. My wife and I have been married for 30 years, and I'm calling in reference to the young lady who called in on the 18th of April in reference to in vitro fertilization. My wife and I have gone through that same process a couple of times, one of which was when we were overseas and it turned out to be a scam. And hopefully the doctor who did the scamming is still in jail to this day. This happened back in 1993 or so. We then came to the States and went to a prominent military hospital where we could get in vitro fertilization. And it didn't take then either. It was then that our prayer was for us to have a girl. And then our prayer changed upon the unction of the Holy Spirit, that we would have twins. And so back then, we had a prophecy told to us by a young lady that this time next year we would have a child. And then the first lady of our church told us that God is about to bless you all double for your trouble. And in 2006, God blessed us with twin girls at three months old through adoption. And here we are 17 years later. They went to their prom on this past Friday. All we know is that God is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all we could ask or think.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. I am a longtime listener, first-time caller, and I'm going to call myself Keeper of Men. That's because my actual name really means that, and I'm a married woman with three grown sons, and my husband and I are small business owners, and 15 of my 16 employees are men, so it's appropriate. Actually, that's one of the reasons why I'm calling him. We have an employee by the name of Angel who had a sickness, a very bad illness as a child, and is kind of still suffering from that effects of it. And he's in the hospital more often than not. He's really a young man. He's only about 30. And even today, he's gone back into the hospital with stomach pains and low blood cell levels. And I would just love it if you guys could pray for Angel to be healed of his lingering effects of meningitis from when he was a child and everything that's plaguing him now, and strengthen his body. And my second prayer request is for a friend of mine named Dina, who is a breast cancer survivor, but she's suffering with multiple myeloma, which kind of throws out tumors in various places on your body. And she is going through radiation, I believe, right now, and has a fentanyl patch and is taking Tylenol, and they just can't get the pain really under control. So if you could pray for the Lord salvation for both of them if they need it, and I'm not even sure about that, and healing and pain relief for both of them, because I know they need that. They need the healing. Thank you very much for all your prayers and all, and I really enjoy listening to everybody call in their prayers, and I pray all the time for you guys and listen to it all. Just again, thank you and God bless. Bye.
Hi, this is Donna from California, and today is April 28th. Wanted to call in response to a couple of prayers that came in. The first two, actually, today. First was Early Bird, who is a new listener, and just want to say, give you a warm welcome, and we're so glad you're here with us. I can certainly relate to leaving a stressful job without really having a solid backup plan in place. I can completely relate to that. And also to your love for animals, rescuing them. God bless you for that. I will definitely be praying for resources to come. Maybe even you can find work working with animals. And then for your sleep, I have found that Brian Harden's resource, Sleep, which he released, I think, within the past year, I think it was toward the end of last year, has been very helpful. You can find it on whatever device or whatever type of music you use. And then secondly, there was a gentleman who called for the first time, the second caller, who called and confessed that he had committed adultery. And just wanted to say that your honesty, your transparency, that's where it begins. And you've laid it out before God. You are taking ownership of this, and if you keep turning to God and keep seeking Him, keep asking, He will help you through this. The consequences are very painful for, obviously, as you noted, for your family, your wife especially, and for you. I just wanted to say, so glad you are back walking with the Lord.
Hey guys, it's Spark. I just love to call and pray for everyone, but I know it's amazing. We've got long prayer lines. Bear with me if I get emotional. Tom from Texas, my friend, my fellow Texan. I'm going to tell you, dude, you're not down. You're right where God wants you to be. Your family's left you. Your job's left you. You're searching for faith in this app, brother. God is setting you up. Hit your knees, brother. I'll hit them right now with you. Father God, we ask that you be with this man, and we ask that you be with all men that feel beaten and defeated by this world, God. Lord, you give us strength. You give us amazing strength, and you help us dominate everything that comes up in our life, and you beat the enemy when he beats us into this. Lord, I ask that you be with my brother, and I ask that you help him stand up on his two feet, and I ask him to call to you right now. Jesus, I ask that you show this man that he has shoulders stronger than anybody he ever knows. And right now, all he needs is you to breathe into his lungs and make his life new. Bring his kids back into his life and help him to guide his life where you are going to be the one that tells the story.